Now I'm joined on the line with Robbie Kane to talk about Near FM's 25th anniversary and his time at the station presenting the arts programme. Good afternoon, Robbie. Great to have you on and thank you very much for joining us.
Well, very good afternoon. This is strange. Someone interviewing me rather than me interviewing them. It's odd, isn't it? Yeah, 25 years is fantastic. I have to say, credit to everybody on board. I mean, there's a great backbone team there, of course, with Kieran, with Alan, with Sally, and the legend that is Dave O'Connor and the rest of the guys too. I mean, I came on board the art show in 2007, and I have to say, first of all, the spearheaded person for that particular programme is Rebecca Blanfield, and she interviewed me, would you believe, like you are now, Johnny. And just about my acting career to date back in 2007, because I left Fair City in 2006, so it was all information about that. And then she asked me would I come on and help her present it, but she was also presenting it with a lady called Barbara. Forget her second name, but Barbara was a very talented artist, and she spoke about all the arts in general. So I came on doing all the notices, and it kind of developed from there.
All right, okay. Robbie, tell us about yourself. I mean, you don't have to tell us how old you are, but where did you grow up, go to school, and your hobbies and that?
Oh, Jesus, you've got 4 hours. Well, I'm originally from Howth. I moved to Balldoyle when I was 4 and a half. And that's where I'm still living now, even though I did reside in the city centre in Clontarf over the years. I was realistically started off in the bar trade, and then I got into acting when I was about 18, 19, and there's a lot of stuff out on the North Sea. Worked in the North Sea part-time for 13 years. I was a runner, I was a stagehand, I was a background actor in Fair City and many various movies and films, and then I got a part, would you believe, as an actor itself, a main part in Fair City in 2004. And I stayed there for a couple of years before I broke into media in 2007. While I was actually doing the art show in Near FM, I happened to get a job with the commercial radio station, Dublin's Q102. And that became a full-time role. And I ended up then being made redundant, as many people have done in radio land, in 2013. And Classic Hits 4FM took me on in 2014, taking over the role of Ray Shah, who obviously you know from Big Brother, he came second many moons ago from Ireland. And I was working in Classic Hits for a long time, and then of course, since you knew what happened yourself, the COVID stuff, anyone that works freelance in radio were kind of kept aside while they looked after the full-time staff, and that's the way it has been since then.
Yes, but you're still with Near FM, so nothing has changed there.
Still with Near FM, as I said, and I have to say, speaking about the art show back in the day, look, we had great guests. Me, the likes of Tommy Fleming on, Stuart Dunn, who played Billy Mee in the Fair City. I've got loads of Fair City contacts, obviously, because I was in it. Dave Kelly, Lee Collins, who was in it now recently. Ashling O'Neill, one of the best actors, I think, that's in Fair City, who played Carol Foley. We also had Catherine Lynch on, loads of comedians. I mean, as I mentioned before, Barbara was kind of dominantly interviewing people about the arts. That kind of bored me to a point, because I had no really interest in it. Art is great to look at on the wall, but the interest of art behind the scenes, talking about art itself and painting, bored me. So I don't know why they actually asked me to come on board, but I gave an injection to a point where I brought on actors and musicians and singers and people from the poetry element of life. And that's what kind of made the element of the art show into a kind of more open conversation when we had that on a weekly basis, which we've now gone down to once a month. So regardless of why I came on the art show, because of the arts, well, realistically, it was because of one thing not connected to the arts. But when you look back at it, Barbara was such an influence on that show. And I used to kind of look at her work, and she used to bring in kind of pictures of postcards of her work. And I was just absolutely flabbergasted how a person could have such talent in the paintbrush. So it's a combination of a lot of things. The arts, as you know now, well known, being affected by the COVID pandemic, it's affecting lots of people who work in this particular industry. And art is a good cover for the entertainers, for the musicians, for the people who paint as well. Like yourself, Johnny, you're an entertainer too, and you're a presenter. So the arts is a big umbrella of people in this particular environment, and to do a show on Near FM as often as I possibly can is a joy to do. Now, I did occasionally tend to leave many a time, but Rebecca Blanfield managed to pull me back. You know, I had a few farewell parties within the station itself, it's a great connection to have, and to celebrate 25 years with the Near FM and to be part of this consortium with all the people who work so hard, including yourself. Great array of music today, Johnny. It's an absolute pleasure to do.
Oh, thank you very much. What was the highlight, a most memorable moment working at the station here at Near FM?
highlights, probably, yeah, we actually won, we got recognised, would you believe, the arts programme back in 2008 was recognised for the commitment to the local arts, and we were presented with a recognition award by the Lord Mayor, Evelyn Byrne, at the time. Would you believe, on the 4th of September 2008, how incidentally is that? It's bizarre, 12 years ago. Nearly to this day, we were presented with an arts programme recognition award. So to get that award handed to us by the Lord Mayor in the Near FM building itself, and the big kind of fuha affair, like wine, canapes, and loads of paparazzi and press, I mean, that was probably one of the most highlights of the achievements that we succeeded. Because when we put a lot of work into the art show over the years, and to get recognised by the Lord Mayor back in 2008 for the arts programme, myself, Ian Murrow Kelly, Rebecca Blanfield, and Barbara Jennings, and that's probably would have been one of the highlights of working on the show over the last, would you believe, 13 years.
Yeah, right. Robbie, as you mentioned earlier, you worked for a few commercial stations doing outside broadcasts and the early morning music programme on Dublin's Q102. How would you compare working for a commercial station as against community radio here at Near FM?
Well, community radio station, realistically, and Alan would tell you, and so would Ciarán, you want to interview people who are in your local area, people who wouldn't get the opportunity to work, to actually be interviewed on a commercial mainstream station, where you'd have, like I mentioned, celebrities before, but I mean, celebrities was only a small element of it, because we had the local musical societies, we had all the arts show, arts kind of, you know, communities in Raheny, we had them in Howth. We had all the kind of the situations of people involved in the arts all around the country. Well, not around the country, around Dublin in itself. So we were kind of looking after all the people who were not celebrities to be interviewed them on the art show and Near FM. And to compare, there really is no comparison, because it's two different spectrums to a point. It's a different way of putting on music. It's all done by buttons. As you well know, when you're in the studio, you put a CD on, don't you? And the ones in like commercial radio stations, it's all done by buttons, RCS. And that type of thing. So the atmosphere, to a point, being on air is the same, but the running of the studio itself, driving the desk and everything, is completely different. And as I said, it's more commercially orientated when you're on a commercial radio station. But Near FM itself and the art show and many programmes like our own, it's given the opportunity to interview people who are local. And local people make the station the what it is to this day, and it has done for the last 25 years. So without the local people getting involved and doing interviews with the presenters on Near FM, well, it wouldn't really be there in the first place.
Absolutely. Right, so we're going to leave it at that, Robbie. And again, thanks very much for joining us. Pleasure talking with you, and all the very best. Have a great day and take care.
You're very welcome, and thanks for having me on, and good luck with your own show. It's absolutely fantastic, and keep playing them 80s music.
Will do. Thanks a million. Thanks, Robbie. Catch up with you. Now, that was Robbie Kane talking about his time at Near FM as we now celebrate 25 years.